The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, Carl.
Well, hey, Linda. My, you've changed since last night.
Thanks. For the better, I hope, right?
Yeah. So this is obviously not Carl or Linda.
No, this is James.
And Nigel.
Good morning, North State.
Nigel Skeet, James Mazzotta, how are you?
Good. We're doing a fill-in.
We are.
I got very little information on what Carl and Linda are up to. They're hopefully having some fun.
I think so.
Or just, I don't know. You know how it goes. They take some time off every
Maybe
once in a while.
Maybe they're shining their cars.
That's true. You know, they have so many other commitments that they have to handle when it comes to lots of local activities. They seem to shine everywhere. They're there hosting and, you know, they're being the hostesses with the mostess.
So for those who don't know, James and I do actually have a radio show on Wednesday evening. It's a Nigel and James show.
Yep.
You can go to nigelandjames.com to put up a cool little archive.
Yep.
of the shows we have coming on.
And that also includes our bout with California Adventure District.
Yep.
Which, you know, we're working behind the scenes feverishly to continue to expand and create a place that's really cool for the Northern California.
Yeah, it seems to be working.
Yeah.
We've got some good things in the mix.
It does. I also have a radio show on the first Monday of each month with Rhonda Ball, my cohort at Enjoy Magazine. We're here with Linda and Carl. We talk about all kinds of things, but usually the latest issue of Enjoy. And then we have a third Thursday radio show that we host that's just...
So you're like a professional.
No.
You're like Howard Stern part two in the making?
No. Well, I mean, I would love that, but I would need to be on satellite because otherwise I would get the 20 or 30-second dump for my language.
Okay, so let's get into it. So it's been an interesting couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Globally, nationally, and locally. I've been kind of paying attention to Shasta County for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 years has been quite interesting. And we have with us somebody who's pretty good at shaking the tree so far.
Yeah.
Mr. Patrick Jones, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. You're looking quite a bit younger. And Linda, you're not looking good this morning.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have time.
Thank you, Nigel, and thank you, James, for having me on this morning. It's always fun to be on. And, you know, what's nice about having the local radio show is that we can talk about anything locally and get a different perspective out that you might not be seeing in the local media. And so it's really valuable.
Well, I learned a long time ago. I mean, I used to be part of the music media back in my 20s. And I realized that, media in general, people can have their own skews and their own bents. And so, you know, sometimes it's hard to be straight down the middle, right?
Yeah, like those guys, you know, Kiss, you know, I thought that was their natural skin color and everything. You know, I didn't know. I mean, I just thought that's the way they were, right?
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite bands back in the 80s, and I always thought, and they're doing great, but man, they had to spend like 2 to 3 hours every night before the show even started getting ready. I'm like, that's a lot of commitment right there. As opposed to AC/DC, they just show up 10 minutes before and just jump on stage.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot of crevices to have to fill in.
It's a lot of black makeup.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so it's been an interesting 2 years.
Yes, very interesting.
Was there an actual pivot point, like a moment for you over the last couple of years where things got different, strange?
Yeah, you know, so for folks that do know me, I ran for city council starting back in 2002 and started going to all the meetings. So I went to 12 years worth of meetings. I was elected in 2006 and served on the Reading City Council for 8 years and was mayor back in 2010. So certainly got plenty of politics back in those years. And then 2015, I was off of council and I did not win my third term. And it's very hard to win a third term on council. And but I gave it a good try, the old college try, as they would say. And so I took about 4 years off. And then the phone call came in somewhere around 2019 from a consultant in Sacramento and said, hey, we've got this assembly seat open. Would you like to, are you ready? And your name's on the top of the list. And I said, I'm ready, but I don't have the kind of money necessary He goes, well, can you raise it? And I said, well, I can certainly try. And I wasn't doing anything else, and so I thought, hey, this will be fun. So I ran for assembly in that year up against Megan Daly and the others, and I had a great time going around to, you know, 9 different counties and put on 6,000-7,000 miles on the truck and learned a lot of good issues and just met a lot of good people that were very similar-minded all over the northern part of California. Now, I didn't win that race. I did win Shasta County, and my goal there was that if I could at least do that and do well in this county, that the supervisor seat would come open a couple months after that. And so I ran for Shasta County Supervisor District 4. I did win my primary with 42%, but didn't quite get 50%, so I had to go on to November. And I did go on to November, and I did win. And then I took my seat January 6th, and only to find out that the boardroom was shut down, and I told people that I would open it up, and then the fun began.
Oh, that's right.
So you've had fun
for the
since
refresh.
Day one.
Well, you know, what was very interesting, you know, in 2020, when I won my March primary, I started going to the boardroom only to find out that they shut it down. And so they're inside the building. You can see all 5 supervisors making decisions, but the public is held outside. And so we sat out there every meeting. And more people started coming, March and April and May and June.
Is there a TV or something out there? Or?
No, you just had to look in. But there was a speaker, but you couldn't hear it because the construction noise of the courthouse across the street. So you really couldn't hear much. You could see them, but you really didn't know what was going on. And it was upsetting to the people that things are happening, their money is being spent, decisions are being made, policies are being made, discussed and approved or not approved, and they're not having a part of it. And more people started coming forward to the point where they're using bullhorns to yell through the glass to try to get some attention. And slowly that did. And so then the board allowed one person at a time to go in. And of course, these people are upset, right? They've been sitting out there for half a year, 3/4 of a year. And so they go in and they start yelling. One gentleman that yelled at him, you know, that was put out on a YouTube and it got 25 million hits. You know, and so obviously,
now, at this point, how long had you been in the seat?
I hadn't. I had won my June primary. I'm waiting for November to run for that. So I'm just sitting out in front of the admin building at 1450 Court Street with everyone else.
And what was the decision? And what was the cause of the decision to do that? And let people in? Was that
COVID? It was COVID, and okay. You know, but here we are in a big group out front. So right. What's the difference of us being out front or being inside our own building?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we tried to explain to them, is that you're not listening to the public, and you do serve at the will of the public, and we're your bosses, and you're not listening. And so that was kind of the theme, you know, 2020 and 2021, is that you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was so adamant about, once I did win, that I was going to open that boardroom, because it needed to be opened, and I opened it. Supervisor Baugh also was there with me, and we opened up the boardroom and let people come in. And it forced that issue to be decided, and it forced them to open back up. And there was more that we wanted to do, but that was the first step, is to get the building back open. Then they took the seats out, so people couldn't sit. But then they passed a policy that said you couldn't stand. and so
you mean it's kind of like, you know, when you walk into a restaurant, you have to wear a mask.
And then you sit down and take
then,
it off.
And then all of a sudden the virus doesn't hit.
Right, and
down.
You can take it off. It's just silliness. And we saw this play out. And again, the board, the majority of the board, 3 supervisors in particular, could not see the will of the people, and they weren't listening, and they haven't been listening. They hadn't been listening, and you know, and so that prompted a recall, and the recall was successful on Leonard Modi, who was the largest offender, the biggest offender, and he was removed from office on February 1st, slightly thereafter, as it was confirmed, and Tim Garmin won that, and now Tim sits on there, and immediately thereafter, the mood, the environment, the vibe in the room, if you will, has changed dramatically and better. We're better for it.
So you've noticed a change in the room?
Yes, very much.
Have others noticed a change in the room?
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, when you're not listening, and the majority of the board members are not listening, you're aggravating the public.
Yep.
And, you know, former or ex supervisor Modi would antagonize the speakers, as he did when he was chair. In fact, we some folks put that out on a YouTube, and that got a 1.5 million hits for his bad behavior. And they're just not listening. And I think today, as we move forward, the goal is to listen more.
The listening tour. Great. This is the end of segment one.
Of eight.
This is not Carl or Linda. This is Nigel and James, and we'll be right back.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
We're coming back. Welcome, welcome. North State. How's it going?
It's going great. This is good. Nigel. This is James. And we have Patrick Jones here. And you're going to tell us if we're going to get rain or not.
Yeah. A couple things real quick. Thank you, Jared, for the intro music. That is from American Graffiti. And we are going to be on the Convention Center lawn this Wednesday at 7 p.m. to show American Graffiti in a drive-in format. We partnered with Cool April Nights, who is graciously helping us to rent equipment so that we can pull this off. As people know, last year we were hit by a driver and it totaled our trailer and damaged a lot of our movie equipment. And so we're fundraising, trying to build back our system. No, don't say it. I saw that. But no, so we're just building our system back. So that we can show movies again. So we've partnered with them, and we are renting some equipment so we can pull this off. So thank you to Cool April Nights.
Really good.
Yeah, and then also today's weather, we are looking at a 10% chance of showers, but that's after 5 p.m. cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of 79. My flip-flop there.
97 is next week.
Yeah, right. Light and variable winds becoming south at 6 to 11 miles per hour this afternoon. And tonight is a 40% chance of showers, mainly between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low of 53. Southwest winds at 6 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the evening, and could reach gusts up to 18 miles an hour. Boy, I can't get my numbers right today.
Really good.
Yeah, so that's your weather.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Mr. Patrick Jones.
Yes, sir.
Is our guest this morning, and you gave us a pretty good little summary of the last 2 years. Well, the first part of the the first 2.5 years of 2 weeks to flatten the curve is always the toughest, right?
Right. Well, and, and no one knew, back in March of 2020 what this thing was going to happen, and but clearly, as the next couple months went over, and Costco and Walmart staying open, and they're threatening small businesses, we've got a problem, right? I mean, it seems like there's some winners and losers out of this thing, and it's getting some people pretty upset, which I would agree with. And so, as we move forward, a lot of those things, continued to brew, and then 2021 started, and now we have 2022. For 2022. Really, the recall was front and center, and on February 1st, Leonard Modi was recalled and removed from office. And, the Shasta recall group, led by women, moms, grandmas, they worked really hard. It wasn't militia-led, like the media said, this became an international story. It went all over the world, but unfortunately all fake. Only, I think, Epic Times reported it probably correctly, where these moms, these mama bears came forward. They saw what was happening. They did a tremendous amount of work, all grassroots. We did many fundraisers to be able to get this thing pulled off. And they were able to do something that is a California constitutional right, to have a recall election and remove someone from office. And he was the toughest person on that board to remove, well entrenched in the county, and they showed that's what you can do if you're determined, they were dedicated and they were able to do that.
So where do things stand now?
So the board has changed clearly. The majority of the board has changed, and by having Leonard Modi gone, that vacuum is gone, and he was very powerful. And so certain things have slowly started to change. Now, as of last week, of course, as you might have known, there was a story out that Supervisor Jones, that's me, was trying to blackmail our CEO, Matt Pontus.
Were you?
I was not. No. I was not. Thank you. I've never blackmailed anyone and wouldn't know how. So this began on April 8th. Now, I had heard about Matt Pontus and having some trouble as a youth. That's kind of what was commonly known, that he had some trouble as a youth.
And as so, we all do.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
Not me, but.
Well, you were climbing Mount Shasta. Then,
so. Well, I had to work, and so my dad always kept us working because he knew if you're working, you're not in trouble. And so.
What is it, the idle hands or the devil's workshop?
Exactly. But that's all I'd heard, was he had some trouble as a youth. And so that's kind of what I knew, but there was some persisting things that some were saying it might be more, but I had no knowledge until April 8th. And on April 8th, I was hand-delivered some documents that showed Matt Pontus not only had one conviction for theft, but two over a three-year period. And one was for grand theft embezzlement, and it was a felony conviction. He pled guilty to a felony, and he did time in jail. This made me pretty upset because I am his boss. And when I had a talk with him when I was first elected, this did not come up. I was not informed. Other supervisors did not know this information. You know, and I am his boss. But more than that, the people are my boss, and they didn't know. And so I confronted Matt Pontus on the 11th and said, I want a closed session to discuss this in closed session. I'm upset that I had to learn from someone that he had two convictions of theft, one grand theft, embezzlement, a felony conviction. That was upsetting to me that our CEO has a criminal history that I did not know about. And if he, when he was hired 2.5 years ago, if he would have come forward and told the public, in this year, as an adult, not as a kid, but as an adult, I had, a felony conviction for embezzlement, and then 3 years later, I had another theft with priors, then end of story, right? You've told the public, everybody knows, but you probably wouldn't have gotten the job.
I was going to say, well, yeah. I mean, that was my point, is that at that point, that your mind kind of goes,
Right.
Not one, but two.
And there was other applicants that certainly didn't have criminal history. Mm-hmm. And so if he would have been upfront about it, he most likely wouldn't have gotten the job. So he kept that quiet. He kept it quiet from the majority of the board, I believe, at that time. Now, there was a front person. The board, when Larry Lees decided to retire, the board wisely decided that they need to recruit for the position, both internally and externally, which you would normally do. And the point person on that was Leonard Modi. And he found Matt Pontus in Santa Barbara County. I believe that he knew of the, because he was the point person on this, and I believe that he knew of Matt Pontus's background. And that puts Matt then in a compromised position. And there will be more out about the whistleblower that had all this information printed out and given to county council. And so all this information was known unbeknownst to me.
So a whistleblower came forward?
A whistleblower came forward.
Anonymously?
It was in a letter, which I also received this whistleblower complaint on the 11th, or on the 8th, excuse me. So I've gotten now some information that I didn't have before, and the whistleblower complaint will come out in time, and then people will see the full truth. But clearly, when you're not up front and when you have secrets, then problems can occur of that. And so, Matt,
I don't understand why people that run for office don't really realize that.
Right.
Like, if you have something that you don't want people to know, it's probably not a good idea for you to go into politics, because at some point
it's going to come out.
Yeah.
So as we move forward to the 19th, that was when it was placed on the closed session. I did talk to a reporter on the 18th. This was my only chance to tell the public about his background. Once we go into closed session, that is attorney-client privileged information, and I cannot talk about it thereafter. But I received this information. It was not attorney-client, and so I just simply let a reporter know that that Matt Pontus did, in fact, the reason why I'm wanting a closed session is to talk about his criminal past, the two convictions of theft, including a felony conviction of embezzlement, and that's why we're going into closed session. I want to know who, I want to know why, I want to know what happened. And so now this information is out to the public, and I wasn't trying to attack Matt Pontus. I am his boss, and I need to know the truth. And when you keep secrets from me, and then when I find out more than a year later, of course I'm going to be upset about this, and the public should be upset about this. This isn't about me. I'm doing my responsibility. Once I receive that information on the 8th, I have a duty than to be honest and tell the public.
So to let this out, obviously knew you were coming on, and I did email Matt Pontus and invite him to come on at 8 o'clock hour, but hadn't heard back.
Yeah. So. Well, he should come out. And
So did the whistleblower, and we have 45 seconds, yep. Did the whistleblower give you this information with the hopes that you act on it, or just for your information?
So the whistleblower, that person did not. It came from a third party. So this information did not come from the whistleblower, but it was the actual report. And so once it was handed to me, then I have an obligation and an opportunity to get the facts out to the public. I don't like secrets. I think it's a dangerous thing when you're an elected official to have secrets. We work for the people. There should be no secrets. And if you want to keep a secret,
I did not have sexual relations with
them. If you have a secret, don't tell it to me.
Well, I don't have any secrets. All right, thank you very much. We'll Carl and Linda, we'll be right back.
Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor. Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor. Now turn around, baby, let's stroll once more.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Good morning.
I love that music.
It's not Van Halen, is it?
No, nope. Because it's not our show.
I know. So this is Nigel Skeet and James Mazzotta, and we're filling in for Carl and Linda, who are sleeping in, probably not.
Good morning.
But and we do actually have a radio show on Wednesday evenings.
Yeah.
Nigel and James.
Check that out.
You can go to nigelandjames.com or kcnr1460.com. Yeah. And one of the things I do want to do on 8 o'clock hour, we specifically don't have a guest, because I'd like to open it up to the listening audience,
yeah,
who instead of just listening, maybe let's have a little talk.
Yeah,
because things are a little strange all the way around, right? Everywhere I go, even out in Humboldt last week and up in Lassen, like, you know, people can't always verbalize it, but in their gut they're going, something's not right. Something's not adding up.
You know what's
right
really
now
wrong is I don't own a 49 Mercury. Now, this is just not right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool April nights. Those are the coolest cars, and I'm left out. I don't.
And you know what?
I don't have
a
Mercury.
I used to have a 71 Barracuda.
That's not a 49 Mercury, Nigel.
No, but it was a Barracuda when you actually push the gas pedal, you actually see the gas needle moving.
Now, 49s weren't fast. They just looked good.
They were all sweet, yeah. Wow. Could you imagine trying to keep those things filled up right now at this?
Every time Cool April Nights comes around, you know, I think about a 49. My wife doesn't understand why I like the 49 so much, you know, because we're kind of truck people, but
it's your thing.
You know, lead sled, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, do you ever see that the whole Netflix series back in the day, House of Cards?
I did not. I mean, I know.
The whole political intrigue,
it.
You know. Yep. And it turns out, you know, back when I was in L.A. City Hall, it was the whole House of Cards thing, right, all the way around. And it turns out we have our own House of Cards situation going on right here in Shasta County.
Well,
right?
You know,
surprise.
Where do you think writers get all these ideas, right? Yeah. It's true life. Right. Like, life imitating art and vice versa. Yeah.
So we have all this stuff going on. So where does it stand now between this is line from Lebowski, but is more stuff coming to light, Patrick?
Yeah, because, you know, once Leonard Modi was recalled, this power vacuum, then that, you know, umbilical cord is severed. And so now you're going to see other things come forward. And I suspect that's why I was anonymously given this information before there might have been retaliation.
So was the reason why the information was given to you specifically, or was it given to others?
It was given to me, and I don't believe it was given to others, but I can't confirm that. All I know is once I received it, I had an obligation then to the public to speak the truth and to get to the bottom of this. Now, after we had the meeting on the 19th, actually the morning of the 19th, unbeknownst to me, Matt Pontes had put out a press release. And the first sentence, I think, was fairly true, where it said Mr. Supervisor Jones has revealed some history from when I was a young man, which that part was true.
Okay, so when we say young, so some people are saying young man, some people are saying youth. How old are we talking?
So he was an adult. He was 21 and 23 when the two convictions occurred. So he was an adult. And I do not know if he had a criminal record as a juvenile or not.
Is that sealed still, probably?
I have no knowledge of that. All I had presented to me was his adult convictions and two thefts and one felony. He is a convicted convict. And that was a concern to me because I did not know it. And so it was just shocking that my boss did not disclose that information. As his boss, he did not disclose this information to me, and I had to find it out later. But then on the 19th, he put out a press release. Again, the first sentence was correct. But then he said something that was very misleading. He said, over the last several months, I've been bullied, threatened, and blackmailed. Now, he didn't say I did that because I didn't do that, but he just said over the last 3 months. Well, I've done none of those things. I have not bullied him. I have not threatened him, nor have I blackmailed him.
Have you had any interactions with him outside of chambers?
None. I mean, I only really had one meeting with the guy at the beginning, and I was very disappointed because our first meeting was a good meeting. It lasted 2 or 3 hours, and one of the things I left him with was, the way I'm going to judge you is by keeping me well informed and doing the will of the board. When the board says something, then you need to carry that out at the same speed that a staff-driven item would be carried out. That was the only meeting I've ever had with him. Mm-hmm. And so he did not keep me well informed, and it was clear he kept me and Supervisor Lesbaugh at a distance, and he went with the majority, which is not what your CEO is supposed to do. He works for all five of us equally, and that wasn't what was happening. And so I've been disappointed with his performance, and it's why I did not give him a positive performance review on the 19th. And then I'm very furious and upset with the letter that he put out, which was very misleading. Now, the media takes that and puts it right out into the paper. Jones tries to blackmail CEO Matt Pontus, which is furthest from the truth. I didn't want anything from him. I didn't want to sit down in private and talk with him. I didn't want, and I asked him not to do that, and I asked him, I felt uncomfortable even talking to him. I wanted to do this in closed session with all the board members present, and I wasn't blackmailing him at all. I didn't ask him to resign. I didn't ask him to do any of that. So a lot of misinformation out there. I consider this to be insubordination. So I'm obviously very upset with the CEO.
So now, are you of the opinion that since then, in the past, certain decisions were compromised, shall we say, or certain?
Well, let's put it this way. If certain people knew of his background, because certainly I didn't, and it was not common knowledge that he had a felony conviction, if certain people knew that, then he is absolutely compromised and certain things can happen. Now, one of the issues was, did Eric Magrini, Sheriff Eric Magrini, know this? And obviously later, Sheriff Eric Magrini got 2 votes and no confidence. And then a new position was created and he gets the second highest position in the county for a considerable pay raise. Now, that doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right. It doesn't feel right. And could there be a relationship there of information? Did he have a poker chip in the big poker game? Mm. That would be a concern, and people are certainly talking about that as to why that occurred. And things like that. So if certain information was known, it could certainly be used to help oneself. And that's why you can't have any secrets. And so some of the folks I know in town are saying, you know, Jones, he's done his dues. Matt has did some crime, and he's paid his dues. They mm-hmm. were later reduced, and he's been good the last, you know, 25 years, you know, and how dare you, you know, not give somebody a second chance. And that's not what it's about, because I do give second chances. I'll give you a third chance. I'll give you fourth chances. I'll give you a lot of chances. But you got to be honest with me.
Yeah.
And when you're not honest, then we have a problem.
So I had a question at the break, because it was just for my edification, too, and because we did actually have another gentleman on that's running for sheriff. And
John Green. We had John Green on last week.
Excellent.
And it was very interesting to hear kind of some of the inner workings. You know, you talk when you're not on air and commercial breaks, because, you know, just to try to find more information out. But, you know, what I don't understand is, first, why was he selected if he wasn't even a local resident? You know, that was kind of the question I had asked you, because, I mean, immediately when I hear these kind of things, I'm like, aren't there qualified people within our own community that have history? And I mean, you would sure. think that you'd want them to know how, you know, in a good way, the inner workings of our system, right?
Cause absolutely.
It helps versus somebody that has to come in cold from somewhere else and then be, you know, guided or trained or, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think Angela Davis, our personnel director at the time, was well qualified for that. And she was not selected. She is now the CEO of Siskiyou County. They picked Matt over that. He did do well on the interview. I can say from the past, I don't hold that against anyone. Sometimes having new, fresh eyes coming in from outside can be
definitely.
A good thing.
Definitely.
Outside the fishbowl.
Correct.
Yeah. And I agree.
When I was on city council, we hired a new police chief, Rob Pletty, from outside, from another town in California, with fresh ideas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so occasionally that is not a bad way to go. But is that what occurred here or not? And I would say the latter.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I kind of feel like it was the same thing a little bit with sheriff, right? I mean, like, I remember starting
well,
with the sheriff.
So, so we're in an interesting election season, right? So
correct, yes.
Coming up. And as somebody was saying yesterday, the four of the people are running against people who are selected.
Correct.
Not.
So, in fact, yesterday I was at the rally on the river, and we had six candidates down there, and great candidates. I really like all six of them. I like candidate Sheriff John Green. I think he, having 28 years in Shasta County Sheriff's Department, is going to do a great job. Eric Jensen for DA, 20 years as an attorney. I think that gives us fresh eyes. He's been here in town for 6 years, but I think he's well prepared. We have two supervisor seats, Chris Kelstrom and Kevin Cry. I think that's going to be exciting. We have opportunity for new ROV with Bob, and we also have a new opportunity for superintendent of schools, Brian Caples. So, some good candidates out there, and you know, anytime you have a process, it's always going to get a little exciting.
Yeah.
Is that a sign there,
Jared? Yeah.
That is.
So we have Ralph on the line. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Hello. Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Good morning.
Someone's awake.
Obviously, there was no review of Mr. Pontus's history. You know, I wonder how about benefiting other felons? I've never heard of this. Unless Shasta County discharges its man straight off, it's going to attract more people that don't disclose their history, and their history is not vetted. Yeah. I've just never heard of that. I worked as a state auditor for decades, and before I was hired for a low-level position to work myself up, my history was reviewed. And this man's a CEO of the county now. It's just unbelievable. There's other things too. I know one person who Mr. Jones has no power over because it's another level of government. He came here from the south. He just told his prospective employers he retired, and actually, he was in law enforcement in the South, and he did something that was fireable. He was fully vested, so the undersheriff just went to the sheriff of the county and told the sheriff at the time, a 77-year-old cancer patient still working, he'll either retire or we'll take it to the DA. So this man retired, he came out this way, kind of like kitty corner, got himself a position, and he's working.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, sir, for calling in.
Thanks, Ralph. Well, you know, one would have to ask, you know, here in California we have 40 million people, and can we not hire a CEO that doesn't have a criminal history out of 40 million people? And you know, again, if he was really good and really talented, you just disclose that information at the beginning to the entire county so that they are aware of it.
You know, I mean, I would disclose right out of the gate that I'm not qualified to run for president. I mean, you know, I mean, I have this thing that I wasn't born.
I don't think that mattered 100% sometimes.
Nigel, that's the rule, but that doesn't mean we can't find
a way
around it.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot in 2024 and see how much money I can raise.
But, you know, what Ralph said, you know, he was shocked, and so was I, right? Because I just had learned this information on April 8th. I hadn't heard it before. It was confirmed to me, a felony conviction of embezzlement, and that's an issue for the CEO.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We will be right back. Last segment.
Shasta County voters, Stephanie Bridget is perpetrating a public safety hoax. Pull the curtains back. Look through the smoke and mirrors.
Recently, Bridget claimed a 92% conviction rate in 2021. The truth? Bridget lost 18 out of 33 felony trials. More pathetic, Bridget lost 5 of 7 cases involving sex crimes on young children. Overall, Bridget has a 63% conviction rate on all felonies. Do you feel safer now? Stephanie Bridget, it's time for the public to know the truth. Prove your numbers. Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Ba 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 brand. Ba 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 brand.
Okay, James, who's that?
Bob Aram. The group?
Yep, come on then.
Ooh.
Okay, time's up. Thank you very much. This is Nigel and James, and we have Patrick Jones here. So we have a lot of, I would say, drama going on, right?
Yes.
Now, in general, so I would say two years ago, March, there was definitely a switch, right?
Yeah, I know.
Nationally, internationally, all across the board when the quote-unquote pandemic hit. And
correct.
I think there was this big stir in people. And obviously, you taking office around the same time and Matt Pontus coming in around the same time. A lot of things happening at the same time.
At first, I thought an asteroid had hit, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't, right? So fast forward to now, and we're going to open this question up to people who are listening in on the 8 o'clock hour, because obviously the last 2 years has been like a monumental shift worldwide, right?
Yes.
All across the board. And here locally, and when I say locally, I mean for me it's regionally, like whether I go to Humboldt or Lassen or across the board, like people know, they can't always verbalize it, right, because it's a strange thing, but like something's not right, and something hasn't been right for a number of years. And I think one of the general conclusions is, well, 2019 is gone. Like whatever we had in 2019, That's
well, my opinion on that is that this is a course correction. You know, for us in Shasta County, and I don't speak for the other counties, and I really haven't been paying that much attention to some of our local neighboring counties, but this is a course correction. When I served on the Redding City Council, I had a lot of things that we were working on there and troubles that I saw and things I wanted to improve and make better. And I always assumed that the county was better, right? But I wasn't going to those meetings. And I'm thinking back now that maybe that wasn't the case. Now that I'm there, I'm uncovering a lot of things that I'm not happy with. And the public is doing so right along with me. And, you know, the recall was to change course. This is a conservative county, and it should be led and governed by conservative people. That is the facts, and that's not what has happened. And I think people are waking up, and I think this June 7th is going to show that. I think you're going to see a huge number of these races over in June 7th and not have to go on to the November primary. Now, most of them, obviously, if there's only two people in the race, they will be over June 7th. But I even think the ones where there's multiple, where there's three or four or five people in a race, I think they'll all be over on June 7th, other than your Senate and Assembly and your congressional races where the top two move on. People are hungry for a change. They're waking up. Our rallies are growing bigger and bigger. People want liberty and freedom. And we've kind of pushed that to the back burner. And I think it's more important today than ever. And I think people are starting to show it. And especially the parents, the moms and the dads, they're very much worried about what are we leaving to the children. And the direction that our county and our country is going, and what future do they have for their children, and that puts them into fight mood, and rightfully so.
Well, so a lot of people have quote unquote woken up, right? And some people woke up and they jumped in running for office. But I also
there's
think
two types of woke.
Well, there's awake and then there's woke. Yeah, yeah. Right.
There is a lot to learn and a lot of history out there, right. And. You know, and I know I've talked to a few of the candidates and that are running right now, and you know, they're excited and they're fired up, and I really love the energy, and I think they have some good ideas, and I'll explain some of the history, and they're just floored that some of this stuff's gone on for a very long time, you know, 20, 30 years, and you know, so there's a history out there that we have to overcome. And I think this is the defining time, and I'm excited to see it. I've had quite a few people come to me, which was really shocking, and say that if Leonard Modi was not recalled, they were going to leave this state. I mean, that's how important that single race was. And I've had many people come up to me and
say
that.
Well, I think I know firsthand, I think we all do, that there's quite a few people who left already.
Correct.
Right?
And many have already left.
But as somebody would say, a lot of people have moved in. We have a lot of newbies. Have you met a lot of people who are new to the county?
Yeah, and what I have, you know, and you know, we came here in 1969 from LA, so you know, a lot of us have come here over a variety of different times, whether it's the 60s like we did or the 70s or 80s. I've met a lot of people that have come in the last 2-3 years. Because they left behind what they didn't like and they liked what they saw here. They didn't want to change it. When we came here, we came here because what we saw, we liked it. We didn't want to bring back what we escaped from. Mm-hmm. So the people that I'm meeting, they're fighting for liberty because they don't want it to be, you know, San Jose or these other places that they came from. They like the freedom. They like the clean air. They like the ability to get out into the openness, whether it's on the lakes or the rivers, fishing, hunting, bicycling, mountain climbing. They like those things, and they like the people that are here. And I've met a lot of people that have come here not just because of the environment, but because of the people that are here.
So, in closing, we have 2 minutes. How is the atmosphere on the board right now?
Well,
because there are some pretty good shouting matches there for a while.
Yeah, there's, you know, but that's okay. I mean, I you know,
not quite in the Korean style board yet.
In the boardroom, you know, you have the right to, you know, for 3 minutes to speak and get your message out. And some people are a little loud and angry. And I understand that, right? I mean, there's some things that have happened that people should be angry about. I encourage people to have some decorum and to try to be articulate and try to be calm. We're going to hear you better if you do. However, you do have the legal right to do as you please. Just don't disrupt the boardroom. It is your room, and do as you see fit. But if you're calm, cool, and collective, we're going to hear you better. But I like all the speakers. That's our job, is to listen to the public. And so, you know, I'm appreciative of people taking the time out on Tuesday mornings to come to the boardroom and speak their piece. And people have said, you know, they've done that more in the last 2 years than they've ever seen before. I think that's a good thing.
Great. Yeah. Patrick Jones, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I hope
you
it wasn't too uncomfortable.
Oh, no. No, this is, you know, yeah. This is my 10th,
my life.
11th year, you know, as an elected official. So
jolly good.
We've seen all things. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and being able to get my story out. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, James.
Yeah.
Another success.
Oh. Should we come back?
We're gone.
No, we're here.
Oh, we'll be right back.
But we'll be right back.
Bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Russia unleashing a string of attacks targeting crucial infrastructure across Ukraine.
Whilst the heaviest fighting in recent days has concentrated around Ukraine's eastern front, the attacks struck far behind the front line of that offensive. Ukrainian railway authorities said 5 railway facilities in central and western Ukraine were hit, including a missile attack near the western city of Lviv. Russia's defense ministry confirmed that the Russian military also destroyed an oil refinery in Kremenchuk in central Ukraine, along with fuel depots there. The ministry also confirmed that a total of 56 Ukrainian targets were destroyed overnight. I'm Karen Chamas.
And Secretary of State Blinken, Defense Secretary Austin have met with Ukraine's president in Kiev. Austin stressing that the U.S. does stand with Ukraine.
They need long-range fires. You've heard them express a need for tanks. And we are doing everything that we can to get them the types of support, the types of artillery and munitions that will be effective in this stage of the fight.
The U.S. approving $165 million worth of ammo sales to Ukraine, along with more than $300 million in foreign military financing. The place, Paris. The cheers for French President Emmanuel Macron. He has won a second 5-year term, defeating challenger Marine Le Pen in the weekend runoff. One of the wildfires burning across more than a dozen Nebraska counties has proven deadly. A 66-year-old man, he was a retired fire chief, has been killed. More than a dozen firefighters injured. New Mexico also dealing with multiple wildfires. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 418 points. The Nasdaq is off 37. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Seemed like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps, or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 1 million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Legacy Box is offering a 60% discount. Order yours today and take advantage of our best Mother's Day sale ever. Visit legacybox.com/lbox and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 60% off. legacybox.com/lbox.
China's capital, Beijing, has begun mass testing, shutting down residential and business districts amid a new outbreak of COVID. Less than 50 cases have been found so far city of more than 21 million, residents stocking up on food in case they're confined to their homes, as has happened in other cities, including Shanghai.
People in Beijing have seen this lockdown in Shanghai and the lack of food and medicine and what have you. Now, who knows if Beijing will actually also have to go into a similar lockdown, but people aren't taking any chances. You know, you've got sort of state media reporters on social media here even declaring they're doing the same thing. So it sort of hasn't been a lot of effort to try and calm people's nerves. In fact, I think many would see it as quite understandable given the experience of what's happened in Shanghai.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald in Beijing. China's borders remain largely closed. News and analysis at townhall.com. Another unfortunate manifestation of the Biden open border policy. It's upending life in the Southwest, including Texas.
15 migrants and another individual injured when their truck rolled over following a high-speed chase with Medina County deputies. An officer had pulled over the truck when one person fled the vehicle before it sped off. The chase continued into nearby Bexar County, where the driver lost control. The vehicle rolled several times. The migrants and the driver have been taken to various hospitals. Jason Walker reporting.
According to media reports, Twitter's board has been negotiating with Tesla CEO Elon Musk over his bid to buy the social media platform, and word that the deal could be announced as early as today. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down. It's off 390 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
No, it's not.
Well, it is Free Fire Radio, but yeah, this is not Carl Linda. This is Nigel Skeet and James Mazzotta.
For the second hour.
And for the second hour.
We are filling in for Linda and Carl.
They're sleeping in.
Yeah.
Supposedly. So, for those who don't know, James and I do have a show, a radio show here on Wednesday nights, Nigel and James.
Yep.
Check out our website, nigelandjames.com. It's been an interesting ride so far.
Yeah. And we are this week heading into the cool April night, which we do. We're trying to pull up here on our computer the schedule to kind of let people know. I will tell you before we get going, it looks like the weather is going to be pretty good throughout the week, off and on, though, might sometimes. But today we're looking at a 10% chance of showers after 5 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of 79, light and variable winds becoming south to 6 to 11 miles per hour this afternoon. And then, again, we have tonight a 40% chance of showers, mainly between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with lows of 53, southwest winds, 6 to 10 miles per hour becoming northwest. In the evening, winds could gust up to 18 miles an hour. So not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they have the show and shines, right? So if there's a little shower once in a while, as soon as it's done showering, you
they
can
shine.
Shine.
Right. I also wanted to remind people that we have partnered with Enjoy Movies in the Park with Cool April Night. So this Wednesday, the 27th, starting roughly around 7 p.m., we are going to be doing a drive-in on the Civic Center lawn. You'll be able to drive your car out there and set up to watch American Graffiti. Mm-hmm. So thank you to Cool April Nights. As many of you know, we've been doing Enjoy Movies in the Park for the last, we're, I think, 13, 14 season years, all volunteer, supported by the community, one of the best attended events during the summer. Here in the North State, we service Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff from time to time. But we were unfortunately hit by a car, and it damaged our equipment. So this year we're really not going to have a season like we normally would. This will be our first. But Cool April Nights has reached out with us and to make this happen, and it's going to work with us to provide rented equipment. Some of our equipment works.
So you will be able to have the whole Movies in the Park thing going on.
Yeah, for them on Wednesday. So yeah.
So I remember the first time I experienced Cool April Nights coming into Reading like 12 years ago, whatever. And I was like, wow, this is a great show. Like a week long car show. I was amazed at
how many
cars showed up. It was great. And being a car nut, I was like in heaven, you know. Yeah. Like, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that week.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
So what do we have going on today? Did you read it?
Tonight looks like at the Civic Auditorium. You have the Foothill High barbecue, musicians and dancers.
Willow Springs Memorial Car, a show and shine at, 191 Churn Creek Road.
And also Dude's Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
Show and shine.
Show and shine,
so,
yeah.
To those of you who are new in town, Cool April Nights is definitely a thing here.
right.
It's kind of cool. And Reading Radio is coming up, I think.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. It's a thing starting May 7th. Goes for a week. It says here the Reading Rodeo Parade is May 21st. But it's basically a week-long event at the rodeo grounds here in Reading.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great thing to attend.
So we have
Richard on the line.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Richard, good morning.
Good morning. How's my volume, okay?
Yeah,
your volume's great.
I want to expand on one of the items you talked about last hour. I've done 30 years as a public servant, working for federal, state, and local. And a lot of people don't understand, there's a lot of ex-felons working in government. Now, that by itself doesn't sound like a huge deal. However, we have to have a high standard. We need to have a higher standard than California allows for government officials. And I know some of these ex-felons. When I used to work for a state fire department, I know a few ex-felons that work there. Very hard workers, very dedicated, but that's really not the point. The point is these are positions of public trust. And some government positions have more public trust than other government positions. EMTs on ambulances, you have ex-felons working there also. Again, a position of public trust. Some of these government employees, they have access to bank accounts. They have access to fine and cite people into court for regulations and ordinance violations. I mean, I can go down this list. And, so there are certain positions that I think especially should have a higher standard regardless of what California state law says. And, you know, we've lost that, 20 plus years ago. And, I don't want to bore you with stories, but I mean, I do know of, 15, 20 years ago when Cal Fire had a captain working, I believe it was in Riverside County, an ex-felon. And then, of course, we could go, there's plenty of stories, but.
There's lots of stories, and I agree with you, Richard. So.
Yeah. But we've got to have a higher standard for these people. Okay, the bar is set so low in the state of California. Non-citizens can be lawyers. Non-citizens actually can be police officers. Yes, they can. It is in the law. And some of them are working, especially in Southern California. And I'm not speaking against a non-citizen. They've got a green card or a visa or whatever. But let's raise the bar. Let's not be the bar. Let's raise the bar in Shasta County. We can be better, especially when there are other people wanting those jobs that don't have felony convictions, that did not violate the public trust. And
right.
I just think we need to have higher standards. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Richard, for calling in.
I mean, he makes a good point. I don't understand, if something's happened in your life and you...
Well, I'll just clarify. I'll just come clean right now. I mean, I spent 24 hours in jail for a speeding ticket in Nevada. I mean,
I'm on air with you?
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, not that it was a speed trap or anything. Some of those little ghost towns in Nevada, their sole source of income is speeding tickets.
Yeah. But my point or my feeling is, everybody deserves a second chance. I get that. However, I feel like he is correct in some form in the sense that I feel like overall in California, especially as a nation in the world, we've decided to lower the standard of everything. And I'm not talking about just politicians. I mean, it just seems like anything and everywhere you go, the standards are being lowered and lowered and lowered. And yet you'll find certain situations where you go to get a job. Like I have a friend that works for a veteran's home, in the capacity of maintenance and service and all that kind of stuff. And the background checks that he had to go through are unbelievable, you know, and you're kind of like, you know, and as he should, I get it. But it's like it seems so disproportionate that you could do that for that, and then yet for a position in government, you can have a felony or whatever, and you know you've done your time, and so now it's just it's fine.
So, in a very simplistic terms, you know, a felon, when somebody goes to jail, we lock them up for one of two reasons, and I'm oversimplifying something.
Yeah.
So we either put people in jail because we're afraid of them, say like murderers, right, or murderers, physical harm, or we're mad at them, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole embezzlement thing or crimes that didn't necessarily kill anybody, but so there's a difference there.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
We have another call online.
We do.
Terry, is this the one and only Terry calling in?
How you doing, Nigel?
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Going well. A couple of things. What you just said is everybody does deserve a second chance. I think so. But what was interesting was the way that Pontes reacted to what had happened. I mean, instead of saying, you know, gee whiz, you know, I made a mistake. I made a mistake when I was younger. I repented of that now. I need, you know, I'm thankful for the second chance. I want to earn your trust. He comes out and says, I've been blackmailed. I've been bullied. I've had all these things happen to me, which was a very defensive measure. I was surprised on the stance he took in that regard. The other thing is, too, is the elephant in the room, and that's key card gate. When we had the chamber shut down on January the 18th, the key card of Lesbaugh and the key card of Patrick Jones was disabled by Matt Pontes, which is illegal because Matt Pontes doesn't have the jurisdiction to remove any key card. That's, of course, the key for the boards of supervisors to get in the building inside the chambers. Pontes's jurisdiction stops with the people under his employee. He's under the employee employment and the serves at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors.
Yep.
So really and truly there is no getting around this. One other thing too that was interesting.
We're being given the signal, by the way, so we have like 30 seconds. We're being given the
I think it's an important point. I'm happy to hold over for the last point I'd like to make. But I think
keep going. You're on a roll.
All right. Well, the thing is that we have the issue with a background check. Now, at the Board of Supervisors, that question came up in public comment about 6 months ago because there had been rumors out about Pontes having some sort of criminal history. Joe Comente adamantly said, we did a thorough background check. We know everything about this guy. Everything is fine about him. I asked then newly appointed assistant CEO Eric Magrini, I asked him the question of, who did the background check on Pontes, and he just quickly said, I didn't do it. And by the way, if Mr. Pontes has a CCW, wouldn't he have to have gone through a background check?
Maybe. I don't have a CCW. James, do you have a CCW?
I do.
You do? Oh, you do? Oh.
Yeah. Well, you have to go
nice
through a background check.
Yep.
I have for almost 30-some
years.
Right.
You have to go through a background check. So did Pontes go through that?
Yep.
And how did he get through it?
Yeah,
so
he wouldn't be allowed.
The point is that there's just too much stuff out there to blame a situation all on Supervisor Jones. There's just that's absurd to say the least. He's just trying to bring forward the whole positioning of all these things this guy's done.
Thanks, Terry.
You
we'll
bet.
See you out there, buddy.
I'm the great
taking a break right there.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. ticket at RedingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
This is not Carl and Linda. This is Nigel Skeet and James Mazzotta filling in for the wonderful Carl and Linda.
Morning, morning, morning.
Staples of our community.
Here, I'm lifting my cup of coffee. There, I just did it again.
I keep hitting them. Carl would have a fit because you're not supposed to have. Well, no, it's a closed container, so we're doing good. Okay, good.
I keep hitting the microphone with my coffee.
So before we get to Dolores, I want to see if anybody else would like to call in after this. Just in general, it'd be great to get a sense of where you're at. Mm-hmm. So people of our community, right? So the last 2 years have been quite kind of interesting. And I think a lot of people have, quote unquote, woken up. But there's also a lot of people that you just feel in your gut that we're in a time of change. Patrick referred to it as a course correction,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's a lot of things happening, and a lot of people are stirred, and they just know in their spirit either something's not right or something's changing, and kind of always verbalize it. I remember in this community, I think one of the pivot points was obviously across the board, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. I get it. But then when they actually opened up the they used the Civic Auditorium as a potential staging site, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had all of those, I don't know how many beds there were on the floor of the Civic. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it became like a central point for an emergency.
Mm-hmm. That was scary.
That was kind of a weird spot. So you went through a very short period of time where you dressed up like a beekeeper when you were
there,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I was really scared. I mean, you know, no, mostly you just, you know, it was that just great unknown, right? Like they literally put the fear of God in all of us.
Yep.
And I, you know, my head took over, and I have a tendency to be an anxious person. And of course, my first priority is wanting to protect my children. I mean, that was everything. So yeah, there was probably a good 3 weeks where I was just a crazy person.
Yeah. And so where do you stand now? Where are you now? You seem like you're in a good spot.
No, after that, and kind of, you know, took a deep breath and stuff. You know, I still, you know, had worries. I mean, you know, again, they're pointing to me, older, fat, diabetes. You know, I thought, I'm truly going to die. You know, but I put it into perspective, and you know, did a lot of reading and trying to just kind of sort through everything, and you know, and try to use my gut, my sense of what was happening and stuff. And you know, I've had close friends pass from the virus, so you know, it was scary and traumatic, but I had to put things into perspective for me to be able to live. And you know, at that point, then I had to let employees go at my store, and right, and I ran my store for the next 2 years almost by myself, and you know. And
well, you were considered, quote unquote, an essential business, right? So that was a strange thing where certain people were deemed essential and other people's were non-essential.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to call in, I'd like to hear from you, people in the audience, if where you are right now, like how do you feel things are, either nationally or locally? I know there's still quite a few people stirring, thinking they may want to leave, mm-hmm. or are you staying? If you have something you want to share, 605-4567, 605-4567, and the chat's open. I see people are chatting on KCNR 1460.
Yep, they were saying no patient was ever admitted to the Civic while the temporary clinic was set up.
That's right. There were a lot of beds there. Okay, Dolores. Good morning, Dolores. How are you?
Oh, good morning, good morning. I'm just here trying to wake up and be prepared for my court hearing this morning at 10 o'clock in Department 1. I'm going on my fourth month in regarding with, because I was back in a couple months, 2021, I filed for a petition for restoration of rights and pardon. And Stephanie Bridget is stalling for me to move forward with my life. She actually had a deputy or an investigator investigating me. They're investigating everything I do, even when I call the radio stations, when I go to the board of supervisors. So they're trying to find something to use to stop me from moving forward. And this is, you know, what they do in this county. If you don't shut up, if you speak up, if you go against them, they find something to, you know, to go against you, to shut you down. And as everybody knows, that, you know, I was wrongly convicted back in 2014.
So Dolores, in order to wake up, we need to drink more coffee. That's number one. And number two,
no, I don't drink coffee.
No, okay. Do you have a question for us?
I've been hearing everybody calling about, you know, about felonies, you know, being a felon and all that. I mean, my question is, or comment is that I don't believe that everybody should be in the same, you know, category regarding being a felon, because I was never a felon until I came to this county. And
until you came to the county?
Absolutely. I mean, in other words, when I exposed the corruption in Shasta Lake.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't a felony until you came to the county.
Never been a felon ever, you know. So,
well, you know, it's not that bad. Don't knock it until you try it. Well, I say.
You know? Well, you know, that's what happens when you expose corruption to retaliate, to shut you down. Yeah. So, for people to say that you're a felon, you're always going to be a felon, I don't believe that, because there's people who get wrongly accused and prosecuted. I'm one of them. So I don't agree with that, because not everybody's a felon for breaking the law. I never broke the law. I exposed the corruption.
Thank you, Dolores, and good luck with your court case this morning at 10 o'clock. I'm sure it'll go great. Leslie is on the line. Hi, Leslie. How are you? Leslie?
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always good. Thank you.
Let me turn off the radio so that I don't.
I was
going to
say, yeah, turn off your radio. So I can hear myself.
First question, are you a felon or are you not a felon?
I am not a felon, no. Okay. I'm just a mom.
Just a mom. Good. So how are you? What's going on?
Yeah. You know, I like what Patrick had to say, and I think it's funny. It's not him and you guys only. It's everywhere across America they're talking. There's a great awakening and a great awokening, and the big difference between the two, because, you know, we're the United States. You go woke, you go broke, or you should at least. but I think it's just really important that, yeah, the mama bears, that's all of us, are waking up. And we've taken back states, we've taken back education, and we're taking back Shasta County. And I think that's really cool. Sorry.
That's all right.
Well, someone's awake, for sure.
Someone's awake, yes. She's awake when the sky's awake, like Elsa. But I think it's really cool that Patrick gave credit for the recall to all those moms, because that's who woke up the rest of us moms. And the fights coming up right now for all of those positions that are appointed are huge.
Yep. So are you gonna run for office, Leslie?
I'm actually considering running for school board because I work for a school district. I'm out with the baby now, but I think it's important that if you're not willing to run for an actual office, like a big office, run for your school board, because
there you go.
Nothing's going to change till we change all of
and
it.
That's happening across
the country. Awesome.
Thank you, Leslie, for calling in.
And right now, just really that's important, and, you know, the information will be out soon for everybody, but 3 out of 5 of most of the school boards are open.
Okay.
So really that's everybody needs to look at that.
Thank you, Leslie, for calling in.
Uh-huh. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Thanks.
Awesome. We'll be right back. Thank you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Did you know Shasta County District Attorney's Office, under the leadership of Stephanie Bridget, has a history of violating the U.S. Constitution by withholding potentially favorable evidence from a defendant? Recently, a Shasta County judge was compelled to dismiss several felony charges for this very reason. Instead of apologizing, the DA's office retaliated by preventing the same judge from hearing another trial and sending a clear message to other county judges. If you expose us, we will retaliate. Stephanie Bridget's leadership has failed once again.
Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidates.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Windrow
River Resort and Casino would like you to feel the wind in your hair and the rush of a Mustang in your vein
with a brand new Ford Mustang V8.
Play our future classic car giveaway Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win.
Swipe your free River Club card daily for a free slot play and prize.
Weekly drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Final drawing April 28th.
Win a 2022 Ford Mustang V8 Fastback.
More details at winriver.com.
Come visit us today and find your moment at the river.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Good morning, and we're back.
We are.
This is Nigel.
This is your jam. I love it.
Yeah, that's Sammy Hagar.
I know.
Drive 55. Celebration of Cool April Nights week going on. This is Nigel, and we have James. We're filling in for Carl and Linda.
Yeah, it's been a good show so far.
Yeah, it's been fun, interesting.
Appreciate people on the chat for sure, and people calling in and expressing
What's going on?
Yeah, because that's what you were asking us, if people wanted to call in and talk about.
Well, we can feel.
What are you feeling?
Feeling something's not right, you know, and especially if you're kind of paying attention. I like to say outside of the mainstream media bubble, and you actually, you know, dive a little deeper. I think you'll find that we're in a very interesting time in our history. You know, I think people tend to forget that even the founding of this nation wasn't exactly a peaceful endeavor.
It was not at all.
It was a little bit tumultuous, right?
Yeah.
throughout history, and so
seems to be the human thing,
right?
For history throughout.
And I don't necessarily mean just violence, but that, you know, there have been certain times where things have been uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely changes, and I can feel that. I can feel that here now. Some people are even questioning whether a midterms is even going to happen, because they're going to try and make sure it doesn't happen. And and the 2024 elections are definitely not going to be a standard 4-year election.
So, hearing that from you, that's the first time I've heard it. But not to say that's not true. How do you think that would be mitigated, or how do you think? I mean, what would be the cause? Has that ever been something that's been done before?
No, but people are waking up that things haven't been right,
totally.
And things haven't been as you've been told, right?
Yeah.
So regardless of what happens, one of the things that is happening here locally and regionally is, and one of the things that I'm advocating for, mm-hmm. is to get to know your neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. And you're seeing all these changes in the supply chain, right?
Well, and you know what? On my way into the show this morning, one of the things that I was just watching and reading was, and kind of, I mean, of course, my first reaction is always my gut reaction or my feelings, right? And then I have to go and try to find out if it's true or not. But that there's this, you were just saying, supply chain issues. And there have been more in 2022 accidents or fires at food processing plants than, like, in the last, I don't even know how many years.
That's
like,
right.
A plane crashed into a General Mills. Places are burning down left and right. Big factories that produce products and food. It's,
yep.
You know, and the person talking about it was talking about how, of course, they, you know, their idea is it's a conspiracy to create starvation and hunger, because that's ultimately the ultimate control of people throughout history, is when you want to insert or enforce something, you starve your people
right.
to submission. And so, I was like, oh my God.
So, I don't want to go that far extreme, but I implore people in this particular season to mm-hmm. get to know your farmer, start going to our farmer's markets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just start to pay attention to where you can actually go, buy your food here locally.
Well, and that should be that should be a norm for everybody.
That's right.
If we could just get better about where our food comes from and trying to support and buy local produce and meats and things, because, Reading in general isn't a great farming community, and I don't mean that for any other reason other than we just don't have great soil, except for in very small areas throughout Shasta County that have, or by the river or things like that. But we have a lot of ag in other ways, We have a lot of.
So if you want to weigh in on this, if you have any opinions, 605-4567 or KCNR1460.com. Speaking of food.
Mm.
So one of my favorite things.
Asphalt Cowboys.
Yeah. So the rodeo week is coming up, and I know it's way out, but if you're new to town, and I know we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of people new to Reading, you may want to bookmark May 20th because that's the pancake breakfast in downtown Reading on Market Street. And are they coming for you, James?
I don't know.
Is that your ride out there?
I don't know why that makes me so uncomfortable.
It's just a police car and the lights aren't even on.
No, but it's just staring at us through the window. Like, did we say something to offend somebody?
No. I don't know, probably. Let's see here. So are you going to any of the Cool April Nights things this week?
Well, I'm putting on a movie.
Is that it?
Yeah, that'll probably be it.
Do you have any cars that you're entering in?
No.
Okay.
I grew up in a family that was very, very much car oriented. So I love cars, but I don't have the time, unfortunately, when you're a business owner quite often, unless you're too, your business, crosses paths with something. So where mine's crossing paths is by doing the drive-in.
Yep.
So, I did walk down the street here, the new, the first event.
Yes, that was packed.
Yeah, that was great. Beautiful.
What I am noticing is that things are opening back up again, and events are starting to happen again, right?
Yeah, big time.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Shasta Mud Run,
mm-hmm.
that's coming up, I believe. And then the Lemurian Bike Race is mm-hmm. happening. And then the Grinduro is happening. There's mm-hmm. a gravel grinder bike race up in Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of events happening on the coast. And so this summer, if you're looking for some things to do, one of the things that we're going to be opening up soon the registration for is Camping with Bigfoot.
Yes.
We actually found the location, right, mm-hmm. out in Humboldt.
Yeah, you were out there just this weekend.
Scouting the location.
You took pictures.
Yep, took
pictures. So that was the guide and his wife or girlfriend?
No, they actually own the land.
Oh, they own the land. Okay.
Right there in Humboldt County.
He looked like he had tons of hair.
He had tons of hair.
Up under that big
yep,
hat.
Yeah, it's great.
It was like Cat in the Hat.
True to Humboldt County. Bigfoot Days is coming up July 9th in Willow Creek. If you've never been to Bigfoot Days in Willow Creek, that is a great event to go to, and it's going to be packed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to be there, and we will have a booth.
Yeah.
And we'll be, selling stuff. So if you're looking for things to do, I know that they just reduced they just got rid of the mask mandate on airplanes, so you can actually fly again normally. But one of the things I'm noticing is that people don't necessarily want to go far away for their vacations this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Keep it somewhat local.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you go over to the coast a lot?
Not a lot. Not as much as I'd like. I love going over the coast. I love the weather. I usually, when we go, it's usually always once it's finally, over 100 here.
You called me the other day and you said you had some tourists came in and gave a perfect example. By the way, for those who don't know, because we don't really talk about it too much, but from a tourism standpoint,
mm-hmm.
James and I and a bunch of others were very starting to get very active in getting in promoting Shasta County from a county level.
Yeah. So it was a perfect example because we talk about this all the time. when people come to visit. So being at the store, I had three young gentlemen come in. You know, they seemed really cool. And, of course, I like to engage because I'm very social. And I said, hey, guys, what's up? Have you been in the store before? No, we're traveling. Oh, where are you from? We're from Chicago. And I said, oh, really? I said, what brings you out? And, of course, my first thought was is that, you know, they maybe were here for school or Bethel or something like that. And they were like, oh, we came out to see the Redwood Forest. And I said, wow, okay, cool. I said, that's it. What'd you think? And they were like, oh, it was incredible. And so we were talking, and they had been there for 4 or 5 days on the coast. And they were just coming to my store because they had just come back from the coast to Redding. And they were buying things to take home to Chicago. And I was like, and of course I didn't know that by then, but I was just like, oh, so you guys drove over to check out Redding. And they're like, no, we're flying home tonight. I said, out of Redding. And they said, yeah. And I said, so you flew into Redding and then rented a car? And they were like, yeah. And I said, gosh, you guys would make a perfect case study, right? Like,
right.
And of course one of them was like, oh, that's what I do. I work in marketing and we do case studies on, you know, travel and stuff. And I said, oh, you know, I said, because you would be perfect candidates. You're young. How did you find out, you know, how did you know about flying into Redding? I mean, those were all the things that I was trying to ask questions about. And I thought it was cool because I was like, you're like the poster children for what we want.
Well, that is a perfect example. So people using Redding as kind of a hub, right?
Yeah,
and the whole
yep.
goal, one of the goals is to position Redding a little bit like a hub. And we have all these new flights coming in.
Yeah.
And
that was their comment because I said, well, you could have flown into Humboldt. And they said yes, and they looked at that, but for some reason it was a better way for them to get from Chicago to Redding and then just drive over. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
But we do have more flights. I think Mr. Jim Wadley is working on some more flights.
He is, from what I know, always. Even more than the Denver.
I don't know that.
I'm looking at you. Like, I'm a little.
So our audience needs to know that we do have a very hardworking young man at the Redding Airport. Our Redding Airport Manager, Jim Wadley.
He's extremely hardworking.
Yes.
Sometimes
you go tell him to take a break.
Yeah.
You know.
I think he's a superhero myself. I really.
But he's working very hard in putting Redding on the map and getting more flights. And I think there's the terminal.
You can almost get anywhere in the world now.
The terminal B thing is a thing. So.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, this end of this segment, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Stephanie Bridget boasts about her significant trial and leadership experience. Shasta County voters want the truth. Under Bridget's leadership, her team has failed to protect Shasta County families. In 2021, Bridget's team only won 63% of felony cases. In 2020, 65%. In 2019, bummer year, 55%. 2018, 56%. Unbelievable. These are some of the lowest numbers in the entire state of California. The conviction rate should be around 80 to 90%. Let's create a safer Shasta County by getting rid of Stephanie Bridget.
Paid for by Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local.
Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now we're talking. That's a cool little groove right there.
Yeah, that's killer.
Good morning, Reading.
Good morning.
This is not Carl and Linda. This is Nigel Skeet and James Mazzotta filling in for Carl and Linda. We've taken a day off.
Much deserved.
I know, right? Let's see here. I'm going to share this with you. Mm-hmm. So last week I went out to Humboldt, and on the way back stopped off in Weaverville.
That's right, you did.
I did. And a young man there gave me a tour of some of the new businesses going in Weaverville. And I'm sure this is – I'm going to be kind of presumptive here, but every time I drive to Humboldt, Weaverville is one of those little towns that you just drive through and you just keep going. And sometimes it's fun to take a little stop, but most of the time people just drive through.
Weaverville is such a cool little place.
It's a great little town.
I love that main street that you drive through.
Right. And then, I actually got a little tour last week, and it was great. If you haven't been up there in a while, I actually highly recommend that you do. There's some new businesses right there on Main Street. They've had an influx of people, too, just like we have. And there's a great little bakery there on Main Street, a new little restaurant there on Main Street. So and it's a great place to stroll around now, as opposed to just driving through to Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Yeah.
And I think you should open up a store up there in Weaverville.
Yeah.
Nope.
No. No. I mean, I would love to open lots of stores everywhere. Just there's just not enough of us right now,
right,
to do that. So yeah, I mean, I wish.
How are things at the Enjoy Store?
They're great. I mean, we're working feverishly to get things done. You know, it was a fast move, and you know, but we're getting it together. You know, it's amazing how much work actually is involved in a move. You know, when we consolidated a lot of locations that we kept back stock and, you know, display stuff. And so this was a good move for us to get into this building. I love the building. We have quite a few things that we're still working on. We're getting close to finishing up our kitchen area and,
you know, so this has definitely been a season of change and transition for everybody, including our community. And I would say, even though it's been a long time in the planning, one of the transitions that's happening now also is downtown Reading.
Yeah,
seen a lot of change in downtown Reading.
Huge changes. I just walked the parking structure. I got a tour of that.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't sound like much, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
Just walked the whole thing from top to bottom. It's a lot bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great views from the top.
So it was kind of a long time coming for the for Market Street to open up.
Yeah.
And people were saying, I remember back in the day, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I've noticed a lot of positive changes here for downtown. Do you think in general, has it been well received?
I think so, yeah. I'm sure everybody could come up with something that's negative, but, you know, for the most part, it's very, eye-catching. I mean, you know, the big thing I think everybody's really hoping and wanting is to see all the locations start to fill out so that, you know, it can really blossom, from a retail perspective. There are restaurants opening all over, you know, so we did see, I mean, I shouldn't say all over, but there are two new restaurants that I know of, one right down the street from us, the Shack Social that just opened up.
Have you been there yet?
I have not, no. I don't, you know, you ask me questions like that a lot, and because I should probably, but I don't get out a lot because I'm so busy. But, you know, I'll get there. And then there's the new, Pine and Placer. There's the new Asian restaurant that just opened up that I haven't been at either, but it's beautiful to look at when you drive by and see people eating there at night. Hmm. So I hope it's good.
Yeah. Well, I've felt a change here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I'm a newbie for 12 years, and you know, compared to many.
Yeah.
But I've noticed a change in Reading for the good. I've noticed a change in Shasta County for the good,
mm-hmm.
too. And as I travel through the through some of the other counties, I'm definitely noticing a pent up how do you say this? Like there's a pent up energy, and there's a lot of new people coming to our region specifically for the reasons that we like to advertise.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of people coming up here to get off the grid,
sure,
right,
mm-hmm.
and to enjoy our outdoors. And I think that's why a lot of people are still moving here.
A lot of people don't know you, you know. I mean, they know of you or hear what you're doing and things like that. But, you know, from my perspective, for people to know about you, a California Adventure District, that the process that we're going through right now is you do a lot of traveling through the North State. It's not just, you know, you're anchored here in Reading or Shasta County. You travel all the upper counties all the time. You're heading out. I mean, you'll be like, no, I can't go there or I can't meet you today because I'm heading out to, you know, Arcata or Humboldt or McKinleyville or, you know, Siskiyou County or whatever, because you're talking with, you know, figureheads within each one of those different counties and communities and really trying to find areas that are touch points between all of our counties that are similar, right? That we can take the energy and consolidate it instead of it just being wasted and just,
you know, from a regional standpoint, the coast,
mm-hmm.
and us over here, we tend to go vertically, right? We tend to view ourselves as like a vertical situation from here down to Sacramento and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing over there on the coast. They go from, you know, Crescent, Humboldt, and they consider the Bay Area part of them. But it's a long drive from the Bay Area to Humboldt. Right? I forget
it,
but so one of the things that we want to do is go horizontally.
Yeah.
Right. Because regionally, when you stretch us across, we actually have more in common with the coast than we do when we go down south. And it turns out they feel the same way. And one of the things that we don't usually pay attention to is how many people actually go back and forth, not necessarily daily, but how many people go back and forth between Reading and the coast and here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even at the mall, I'm sure you have visitors too. You have people from Humboldt.
All the time.
Coming in all the time.
Yep.
And one of the reasons why
Humboldt, and they come over here a lot of times because they want to warm up. And
right.
I'm like, are you sick?
And we want to go over there because it's nice and cool. I mean, I was out there on Thursday, and it was freezing, and it was raining, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And then you come over here, and it's back to 80 degrees. So, yeah, for those who don't know, I mean, we're running the California Adventure District, and the whole idea is to help rebrand our top 12 counties. And kind of help us out with the tourism piece, because from a travel related spending bit, we're kind of missing the boat,
and we shouldn't
on a lot, and
yeah.
we shouldn't, and no. and you know, the time is now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there's any silver lining, I guess, to the pandemic, in some cases, even though travel was down, it was an opportunity for us to shine, because, as you say, Northern California is always open.
Always right. open.
Always
That's
open.
That's one of the things I want to change.
And it has lots of space. Open. And so there were a lot of people that came to explore, you know, and get away from the cities to just be able to go somewhere where they could just take some fresh air.
You know, Burney Falls had a record number of people going through and checking out the waterfalls.
Yeah.
And if you haven't checked out Burney Falls, it's amazing.
Yep.
Same thing with the Shasta Caverns, right? They had huge numbers going to Shasta Caverns. Same thing with the coast. The coast was packed.
Lassen
was packed until we got the fires.
But yeah, I know. That's cool. That is one thing that we have up here that we all need to figure out how to try to get back into control, because it has just been
forest management, maybe
wicked for many years now, and it didn't used to be that way. We've always had fires, but never at the level that we've been having it.
So things are actually going really well with the California Adventure District, and I'm noticing that now is the time. It's going to be pretty well received. We are going to do we're doing the Camping with Bigfoot, which is actually a guided Bigfoot expedition in Humboldt.
Which you can soon go sign up if you want, and that's at
CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com. Yeah, we have about 115 people
already
on the interest list that want to go, and it'll be open to about 10-15.
people.
Yep. So. Well, the first one. I want to make sure that if 10 people go in, 10 people come out. All right. regardless of what you think, there's something going on over there, right? And then the other one we're going to do probably beginning of next year is the off the grid California off the grid survival expedition. We'll actually drop people off in the wilderness and just pray they come back out.
Throw you out of a helicopter. It'll be fun.
Yeah. That's great. And the other thing we're working on is the bike race from the ocean to the border, the Nevada border.
So, very cool.
Yep. So when we do that.
No e-bikes?
No e-bikes allowed. And if you're a motorcycle rider who identifies as a bike rider, you're not. You know, you can be the support staff. So there is a lot of stuff going on. I keep forgetting how many things we have going on, but a lot. So
Bigfoot days, don't forget.
Bigfoot days, July 9th. That's now on the calendar. And if you haven't been out to that, it's a great event.
It's a good time.
We'll be out there. Yeah. So anyway, Carl and Linda, thank you very much for letting us.
Hopefully we did you okay.
Yep.
You know, we do our best here to.
You're the pro. I'm just kind of winging it.
No, thank you, but no, that's not true.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.